This is the Closet Geek episode 113 for January 28th, 2016.
This is Ricky from Heroes of Cosplay, and you're listening to the Closet Geek.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills.
Hello, fellow geeks. Welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the latest and greatest geeky news. I am one of your hosts, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my brothers, Ryan, John, and Michael.
Hello. Woo! And welcome to the Closet Geek.
That's right.
Boom.
Hi, guys.
Begun. Hello.
What is up?
Oh,
how
man.
How are you doing?
Good.
I'm good. Tired.
Tired? Has it been a long day of work? Or?
It's been a long day of work, yeah.
Long day of work. It happens, so we won't blame you for that.
Work happens.
Work every happens. Day. That should be a shirt. That should be a shirt. No, yeah. Work happens.
Work happens.
So, all right, well, let's talk about things we enjoyed, that we actually enjoyed during the week. Let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we could recommend to you. And I just want to clarify, it doesn't necessarily mean we don't love and enjoy our work, but we enjoy doing our geeky things probably just a little bit more. So, just a little bit. All right, well, let us talk about what we did geeky.
All right.
Mike, why don't you go first this week?
Sure, it's kind of a short week for me.
Hooray!
Yeah, right? You're welcome.
Huzzah!
Shut it. Season 2 of Haikyuu, Season 2 of Gate, it's pretty cool.
Now, Gate, is that the one where they get, like, sucked into the video game?
No, the one I'm referring to, now, I think that might, no, that's not Gatekeepers, that's something else, but it's where...
Are you the gatekeeper?
A portal has opened up, and it is in, like, the middle of Tokyo, and the...
Of course
probably
it is.
By Tokyo
of course,
Tower.
Of course,
because
right?
Everything's in the
Tokyo,
middle of
right?
Tokyo, yes.
No, but,
well, everything's always... Everything's
well, hey,
around Tokyo
you know,
Tower,
if,
too.
If it was made by an American company, it would either be in New York or San Francisco anyway.
That's
but,
true.
but the premise of the story is this portal opens up, and all of a sudden, all these creatures and you know, this army comes through and tries to basically invade Japan. Of course, Japan has their special defense forces, you know, easily beat them back. It's like, your guys on horses with lances and swords, bang, dead. Okay, who's next, right? So they eventually go back through the portal and find out that there's this big kind of mystical land. And in Season 2, there's a really cool scene that I liked where it's the main character, Itama. He's a lieutenant in the Special Defense Forces, and there's this ambassador from Japan. They're basically trying to broker peace, and he had two soldiers with him who were kind of his guard. And this guy comes in with all these soldiers, and he's like, haha, you guys are only here with four of you. We're, you know, we don't want peace. We're going to take you down. And Itami looks to his female soldier, and he says, you know, everybody lock and load, fire at will. You know, if they're going to kill us, we're going to put up a fight. And she basically single-handedly takes out like 50 guys. Because she takes out like four guys right away, and then they all like get up in this phalanx position. She's just like, okay, bang, 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 just takes them out. And it's just fun to see modern technology take out, you know, the guys' swords, and they're just like, how do we defeat them? And yet, you know, it's funny. But yeah, so that's been kind of catching up with that. Gosh. Other than that, I've just been playing Words with Friends with Barry and Ryan.
Ryan right now is kicking my trash in our newest game.
Ryan snuck a win from me the last game. Although I am getting vowel screwed like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, man.
I had every single vowel, A-E-I-O-U, and two more vowels just for fun.
Me and Ryan right now, he's kicking my trash.
Barry and I are like 200 points difference.
Oh, wow.
It's funny because our first game was so close, but this time, like, I just don't have any good letters to go in the spots that are available
to
me.
It goes like that sometimes.
Let's see.
That's why you got to play multiple games in order to really see who's on top.
Because right now, Ryan and I are finishing up a game. And it's 367 to 318 me, but I think he has an advantage right now because
I haven't checked my letters.
I have one play. I have one play of a word, and it'll be interesting. Thank goodness for my unique, bizarre knowledge of words that are out there. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, sometimes you put words in there. And I'm just like, he had to use a cheat for that.
No,
that's not a real word.
I was going to say science, mythology.
Google is my friend.
Science and mythology are your friend when it comes to these
word
games.
What can I make
games.
With these letters?
Yeah. I have a K.
Oh.
That's 5 points. If I can put that on a triple line, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but
hey,
no,
we're talking video games.
We're talking geek words.
The mobile game.
No, but like I have an Egyptian word I'm going to play on Barry, I think. Or no, is it Ryan? I can't remember. Or maybe I already did.
Whatever.
All right.
I can make some World of Warcraft words. They should be in there.
Because there's I have the letters to make a. It's a. Oh gosh. Anyway.
Anyway,
it's the name of the snake on the front of the headdresses. It's the
thingy, the thing on the thing. Ryan.
Uraeus. It's a Uraeus. That's what it's called. But I have it in plural. Uraidi.
Bless you.
Sounds with an E.
Sounds an Italian.
Yeah. Well, it's Latin. It's so
Stromboli.
Anyway, but yeah,
it's Stromboli.
But
spaghetti.
The next two days,
Mario.
Winterfest with music.
It's me, so. Mario.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to be basically leaving work straight from work to Mythic, and for the next 24 hours after that, yeah, I'm going to be basically Mythicking for 24 hours straight.
Cool. Sweet.
But then in return, I am taking my wife out for a hot date on Saturday night in return. So
right.
To a sauna?
Well, I am
that'd be hot.
I'm still planning it technically.
Oh, you're taking there's, to Deadpool
well,
Valentine's Day.
No, I'm trying to get reservations to a few places and I'm waiting to hear back. So I'm going to try and surprise her.
Get reservations at multiple places and just eat yourself silly.
That's right. Yeah, well, it's not all eating, so, but, yeah, but you need reservations.
Ooh. All right.
Gentlemen's Club.
All right. Ryan.
Why is she not wearing
Next.
Anything? No, I'm just kidding. No.
This is a family show.
Yeah, exactly. That's why she's wearing something. What are you thinking? What? Moving on.
Stop the words.
Ryan.
Vowels and consonants coming out of your mouth. Stop them.
Yes.
The vowels.
All right, Ryan. What did you do?
Well, let's see. I haven't really done much video gaming or comic book reading. So basically,
what about cosplay
stuff? Yeah. I've been working on helmet. I've been doing a lot of casting and molding.
Nope. Does it not look like a big lump of clay anymore?
No, it's formed. It's halfway there. I did the base helmet, and I haven't done the visor yet. So, yeah, it's coming along pretty well. It looks, in my mind, it looks good, but You know, it's just pieces and clumps of resin right now. So
yeah,
it'll come together.
Cool.
That's it. Sweet. I've got some pictures that I threw up on my my art page of the mold process.
Yeah, I vomited
that. I vomited. They have come forth from my person.
More photos coming. So if you're interested in seeing photos in progress works of my helmet, it's facebook.com/Chewychanga or the Art of Ryan Ricks. So.
So.
Nice. Sweet. Cool.
Yep. I think I have like 1,200, almost 1,200 followers.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm not like
215,000 because I don't have boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It does help.
Well, you kind of do. Just the wrong one.
Man boobs.
Whoa.
Man
boobs.
Boobs. All right. John, what'd you do? What'd you do, Geeky, this week?
Well, last week I talked about how I got an invite to play in the Dreadnought Alpha.
Yeah.
And I actually played in it. So that was kind of cool. It was really pretty. The graphics were really cool, and I got to fly a big old spaceship around and shoot other spaceships, and it was fun. But in the end, not necessarily, you know, what my like cup of tea, because really it was basically just, you know, two teams kind of shooting each other, and then it was all over. There wasn't really any. See, I would have liked to at least maybe have some kind of a single player campaign or something.
So it's like the new Battlefront.
It's essentially just you know.
Have you guys played the new Battlefront yet?
The Star Wars one?
Yeah.
I played in the beta.
Was in the beta.
I haven't gone out and purchased the game since it came out, but
I won't. I played a couple rounds and it was okay.
Yeah, it was fun. What map did you play on?
Well, I played Hoth, and then I played Endor, and then I played a bunch of flight.
Oh yeah.
Flight versions, and got to be, you know, Boba Fett for a while, and
sure,
stuff like that.
Boba Fett.
So I did all of that.
Oh, rated.
It's not my thing. So
yeah, Boba Fett got nerfed in the last patch.
Did he?
So he's not so OP anymore.
He was pretty OP.
Yeah, he's not so much.
Not the flying ship, but the person.
Yeah,
the guy.
As the hero, right?
Yeah.
Well, he should be.
It's a fun. What? Boba Fett, come on. He's overrated. What did he do?
He had like eight words.
Because he's a Mandalorian.
Movie.
What did he really do?
He didn't do anything.
He didn't even do anything to anybody.
Boba Fett
didn't shoot anyone, just like a stormtrooper.
He looked cool.
That's right.
Yeah. No disintegration.
He looked
and
cool
by the way, Michael,
armor.
Boba Fett is not a Mandalorian. He just wears Mandalorian armor.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Boba Fett. He's a clone.
And his father, Jango Fett, is not a Mandalorian.
Are you sure?
Yes. Remember I binge-watched...
Are you telling me Solo's not from Carillion? He's not...
What?
That's true. What are you talking about? You're just spouting off nonsense.
Why is a Carillion freighter? Never mind.
He's from Corellia. That's...
Is he?
That's...
Is
fact.
He?
That is fact. All right. Anyway.
All right.
Canon, that's no longer canon.
Basically, my whole geeky week was just full of playing video games, and it was awesome.
Cool.
Nice.
So, I played some more of the Banner Saga, and trying to get through that. But the other night, I played some Heroes of the Storm, played a new character that I really, really liked. I played Sylvanas.
Oh, nice.
Okay. And she was really cool. I really liked her, so I bought her right away.
So she's cool. Is she like an assassin character?
She's a specialist.
Which means what?
A specialist is, think of it as someone kind of mixed with a support and an assassin. So she's good at taking out structures, capturing mercenary camps, doing things like that. And so it's really cool because with her, I can go into a mercenary camp, and what mercenary camps are is you kill them, and then they go and
join you,
basically.
Right, right.
Yeah. And so you can go to a mercenary camp with four bruisers in it, which are the stronger ones, and take them out by yourself. And it's awesome because her ability, what it is you can shoot whoever you shoot kind of like gets paralyzed for a second. And so what you do is you just keep rotating who you shoot.
Right.
And you could just keep going in a circle and they'll never be able to touch you as long as you do it properly.
Tight. Yep.
So it was a lot of fun to play her. And so I right away used my in-game gold and bought her for 10,000 gold.
Woo!
That's a lot.
Wow.
So, but I almost had 15,000, so I still have enough to get another character.
Watch her go
lower.
On sale next week.
Yeah, I know, right? But when they go on sale, like regular sale, they just go on sale for money, purchasing them with money. But sometimes in new patches, characters will go down in gold. It hasn't happened very often. Like Jaina, she used to be 10,000, but now she's only worth 4. And so I picked her up right away when she went to 4,000 gold, and I've only played her a few times. But I had a lot more fun playing Sylvanas. That was pretty cool.
Cool.
And I decided to buy her because, like many other, or I should say all other MOBAs pretty much, you have each week they have a free set of characters you can play.
Right.
And so she was free this week to play, so that's how I played her, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy you. You're awesome.
You player. You player.
That's right. So I played some heroes, and then I played some more Rocket League, but this time by myself. Went in and played with some other people, and it was so much fun. Like, I just played a few matches, and the game just sounds silly when you describe it to people, but it is so much fun to just play.
Is that the soccer car game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So much fun. And I actually, before we got together for the stream tonight, I played on our stream on Twitch, streamed some Rocket League for about a half an hour. So that was fun too.
Cool.
So showing people how much of a newbie I am and I can't do stuff.
That's
but
right.
It's still fun. But I still won, and I was MVP in my last match. So there you go. Boom.
Good job.
I have been invited to play in some betas, one called Dead Star, which is a...
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is essentially it's a MOBA, but you can choose from different spaceships
right.
and battle each other that way. And so I haven't played it yet, but I have access to it. I also have access to another new MOBA called Paladins that's coming out, and so I'll have a chance to play that. I'm not too stoked for that one, but you know they sent me the beta code for it, so I might try it out. And yeah, so just a lot of video game time this week. And you know what's funny? The reason why I've been able to play so many video games this week is because my wife is like
has been
you know
gone.
What? No, she's like, you know what I would really like? She's like, I'd like the streaming service called Feelin. And what Feelin is the Hallmark streaming station.
Right.
And so,
yeah,
it's all sappy
Hallmark
love
movies. Yeah.
And
would you like a tissue?
She has been loving it and watching that. And so she's like, hey, I'll watch a movie tonight. You can play a video game. I'm like, okay.
That's funny.
Man.
So been enjoying that. It's been been fun.
Yeah, Kathy and I have been marathon watching Game of Thrones. We just finished season 4. So we have one more season before the next season starts.
Yeah, it's
cool.
Great. Game of Thrones is a good show that what's it called? Rewatch value or whatever. You can watch it again and it's just as good.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting to see how it's diverging from the books at this point in time towards the end of season four. You're like, this is very interesting. So it's cool.
Cool. Well, all right. Well, let's go to the next segment of the show. The Weekly Geek. This is the Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week. Things that we thought was interesting. Kind of not a little slow week, but some interesting news that came out. I just want to jump into some gaming news because I thought it was really interesting and unfortunate. Once again, Mighty Number 9 delayed again. This thing was supposed to come out.
Did you Kickstart? Did you support that Kickstarter?
No.
Oh, you never did?
I never did, but I mean, it was supposed to come out last year.
Sure,
Like almost 6 or 8 months ago.
You know, I've found that, like, every Kickstarter that I've ever funded that has been successfully funded, and they say that, you know, expected release, you know, blah, 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 it's always, like, 2 years after their expected release time. So, I'm not surprised when things like that happen because, I mean,
I got the Shadowrun right on time.
Well, that's because they were pretty much done with the game when they started the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've just found that, I think it's just because they just run into things that, you know, bigger companies are kind of used to, I guess, when it comes to developing a game. That's why
all the speed bumps along the way.
Yeah, just, you know, just the developmental process, it just takes a lot longer than a lot of
startups
think. They're like, oh yeah, I can get it done by the end of the
totally
year.
Do it.
Yeah, but, and then it's, you know,
it's not like I'm hurt over it, but I'm just, and you know, because I'm along the lines like you, I understand, you know, that they have things that we don't understand that they're doing, and so
there's Star Wars now. This no.
So I just thought that was
now,
interesting.
Mighty Number 9, that's being developed by the guy that did the Mega Man.
The original,
series, right?
The guy that basically created Mega Man is making this game. And essentially the game is
It looks like Mega Man.
I mean, it looks like it.
It looks like it. The gameplay
is
like it and everything.
Right.
But so, whatever. But I love Mega Man, so that's cool.
For the 21st century.
Yeah, it's a platformer, side-scrolling game, so...
Yep.
I put this in the show notes because the game, I watched the trailer for this game and it actually really surprised me on how cool it looked, which is the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game. And I was totally surprised. The art style is really cool. It's they're doing some shell shading with this game.
Shading Ninja Turtles.
No pun intended.
Turtles in a shaded shell.
I should have played that up like I meant to say that.
Shell shading, huh?
But no, it looks cool. It looks like a fun action game, and the game takes place like the arrival of the Foot Clan and Shredder and everything, and so it's like their beginning storyline basically, and it just looks really cool.
It's being developed by Platinum Games.
Yes,
and Platinum Games, you know, they're pretty well known for their action games. They've done a number of different action oriented games that have been pretty successful, and so so it is interesting that they like quote unquote officially leaked it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, who pressed the enter key?
My bad.
Sorry, I didn't mean to leak that to the internet.
We kind of talked about this before the show started. Apparently, I'll let John and Mike take the head on this since they're bigger Doctor Who fans, but apparently Stephen Moffat is leaving Doctor Who.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's run it for 6 years now, and he's just moving on.
Good thing or bad thing?
Maybe it's a rumor
that
Peter
is going to be a nice.
But...
Yeah, I think it's going to be a nice evolution. However, I did think to myself, we are kind of at the end. So unless Steve, you know, unless Moffat
at the end of what?
Figures at the end of the regeneration cycle.
No, dude. Okay, if you're not up to date on Doctor Who, then you can't comment on Doctor Who.
What do you mean? I've watched every single episode.
The rules have changed. He was, like, totally given, like, unlimited regeneration.
That's the theory, but there's no proof.
No, that's not the theory. It was in the show.
No, it was
okay,
we're not sure how that happened.
So, Stephen Moffat, he's the one that's been running the show for, like, the last six seasons, which, you know, have been probably some of the most successful and popular seasons of Doctor Who. And so a lot of people are kind of a little weary because, you know, they now that he's leaving, what's going to happen?
People
is it going to stay the same?
Yeah.
Is it gonna be changed?
People don't
and
like
then, yeah,
change.
Ryan,
it's going to
change.
Just
mentioned
and it should.
That Peter Capaldi may leave after season 10 as well. Well, the thing is that season 10, which is the next season, that is the final season that Steve Moffat is still running.
It's not rumored that he will leave.
Still
he actually said that he would step down if they want him to.
If they want him to, of course. But, you know,
that's not a rumor. That's confirmed by the actor.
Well, yeah, but that's not saying that he's going to leave. He's just saying, well, if they want me to leave, then I'm going to leave.
Correct.
So season 10 is not going to be broadcast until 2017.
What?
So, yeah, they've decided to delay the broadcast of season 10 until... So we're not going to get any brand new Doctor Who this year at all, except for the Christmas special this coming Christmas, 2016. That's the only new Doctor Who we're going to get this year.
Everyone needs to catch up.
That's well, right. I think what they're
well,
doing is they're.
And, but here's the thing, though.
I think what they're doing is that they're letting the new director, who's going to take over season 11, you know, that means that's going to give him a good
new writer.
3 years to really put things together and really, you know, build it the way that he wants so that it can move right into season 11 after season 10.
But interesting that Ryan says that it gives time for people to catch up. It'll be hard for people to catch up starting February 1st when Doctor Who is removed from Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah.
Right, it's not going to be available anywhere.
Play
so,
on.
It's not going to be on.
I'm like,
if anybody has Play on, you should start recording Doctor Who now because it's not going to be available after February.
Well, and we made the comment before the show. BBC is probably doing that because, like everyone else on the bandwagon of streaming services, BBC is probably creating their own streaming service for their shows.
It's almost indefinite.
TV.
It's almost definite that they're going to create their own streaming service. Sure.
Either buy the
Blu-rays
or what?
Yeah.
Right. If you want to see it, you got it. But, yeah, buy the Blu-ray or whatever. But, I think that they're just going to pipe into that stream and get people to pay for their individual service so that they can keep watching Doctor Who.
They say watch out for 2016. It's going to be the year of the, you know, online pay site for viewing. Because cable television, the whole cable television and satellite television concepts are starting to slightly fade.
Well, and what's really interesting to me is that everybody for decades, they have been screaming at these cable TV companies to be able to give them a la carte services, like that, so people can pick and choose what they want to see. Well, that's
now
kind
you
of what
can.
We're Well, that's kind of what we're starting to see. We're starting to see all of these services are like, hey, buy ours.
Well,
but when you think about it,
instead of paying $100 for your cable every month, you spend
$50 to $80.
Yeah, you still pay the same amount, but you get the programming you want. Right?
No, I'm saying
well,
you
yeah,
only
see, that's
pay
the thing, is that
$100.
How much do you pay, Ryan?
I don't pay $100.
Well,
no way.
We have all the channels. So what do you think?
Oh, I don't. A lot. I have bunny ears. I don't pay.
I mean, think
for
about it.
Or
think
satellite.
About it this way: if you, I mean, you've got Amazon, you've got Hulu, you've got Netflix, you've got HBO, Showtime, Stars,
CBS
has its own service.
Well, and then the other stuff like
through Hulu.
Well,
but
like
true.
You have Crackle for anime, you have
Feelin',
like
free.
I mentioned for
Crunchyroll.
Whatever.
Yeah, Crunchyroll. Yeah, you got Crunchyroll. You got Funimation. Crackle's a free service, so you don't have to pay
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, Crackle's a free
service. But
if you want to have access to all of these different services, you're still paying, you know, a ton of money every month. And so in the end, who really wins?
I do because I don't pay for anything.
The companies do, because you're paying for them
companies.
For their service. Yeah.
Somebody has
and
to pay
so,
for it.
You know, they're just right because people are not watching TV anymore, so you can't rely on advertising.
Yar.
That's
all right.
But people aren't watching TV anymore, so you can't rely on advertising like you used to be able to. You can't really rely on commercials to bring money in,
you know,
because
it's,
nobody
it's
watches
funny,
commercials.
The shows that I do record, it'll be like, now, join us now for on Twitter for comments. Do hashtag this. I'm like, what? I recorded this like a week ago.
Yeah. Right.
Why do they even do that? Does anyone watch live anymore?
They try to incentivize people.
The only thing I watch live is football.
Yeah, sports.
Sports.
Well,
ball.
Not
but you
boxing.
Know what?
I'm
but
a big
you know
fan
what?
Of boxing, but boxing, they still make you pay for the prize fights. And
but
that.
I bet
why
you know
would
what?
Why would you pay $100 for a 15-minute fight? Lame.
Sorry, go ahead, Barry.
But all the time.
But you know, speaking of sports, I don't doubt that like ESPN or TNT and all those people are going to, you know, have services for streaming where you pay, you know, kind of like you get the NFL ticket through cable.
Yeah.
You know, basically, the NFL is going to create their own streaming service, not through cable.
They already have NFL.com.
Well, it's the Sunday ticket. You pay for the Sunday ticket and you can stream that through pretty much any streaming device you can get Sunday ticket through. Each sport
it bothers
has their own
me.
Service.
It bothers me that football teams are considered non-profit organizations.
Yeah, right? that's a bunch of crap right there.
Yeah,
non-profit,
they make billions
like.
Of dollars every year.
Yeah, sports ball, non-profit, sure.
So there was some, I thought there was some really interesting information, news that came out of kind of the gaming world in regards to Sony.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sony Computer Entertainment is no longer. Sony Computer Entertainment has now become Sony Interactive Entertainment,
and it's
going to be
merger.
Based in. No, it's not a merger. They just restructured their company.
It's rebranding.
They basically everything PlayStation is now being controlled by Sony Interactive Entertainment, and it's going to be based here in America. Andrew House is the CEO of this new conglomeration, and they kind of like moved people around and so it's really, but everything PlayStation, like the PlayStation consoles, the PlayStation View TV service, the PlayStation Now streaming service, the PlayStation VR, PlayStation Music, all of it, anything PlayStation is now being controlled by one company. And so I just think it's really interesting that they've decided, okay, PlayStation is our golden goose, so we're gonna cater to it. Sony has finally, it's almost like they finally realized after so
that
many
PlayStation's
years
their own
that,
entity
that their PlayStation. Yeah, it really is. That's what's making the money for them. It's not their computers.
Yeah.
It's not their TVs. It's not their videos. It's
Sony Electronics will always be around. But yeah, yeah. The PlayStation like, is the definitely
well. Sure, like I said, this is just only affecting the PlayStation side of the company. It's not.
And when I said it was a merger, it was because all of these different entities within Sony were completely different, like smaller, almost like subsidiary companies, and they basically raked them all in and merged it into one large entity.
All of the different operations are now in one conglomerate, being run by a single CEO. But what's really interesting is that Shuhei Yoshida, who was previously the CEO of Worldwide Studios, he didn't show up initially in their like restructure of who's in charge of each of the different organizations. And so a lot of people are like, what happened to Yoshida-san? And so he kind of tweeted out, he's like, I'm still here. I'm still president. I'm just reporting to, you know, Sean Layden. It's going to be kind of interesting to see now that it's all now that it's all under one umbrella, you know, how much freedom is really going to give them.
Well, I mean, part of the reorganization as well is not only to hopefully in better the company, but it's because they're expecting their third quarter earnings for Sony Corp to basically be kind of down. So, I mean, it, you know, of course, I kind of have, you know, my ear to the market. So, but yeah.
Well, it having it all under one roof, though, really helps, you know, any decisions that's going to affect the overall PlayStation ecosystem, quote unquote, is now all going to be, you know, made by just a single organization. It's not, you know, they don't have to worry about, well, what if they do something that's going to affect us over here? And, you know, it's now all going to be under one umbrella. So I think it's going to help facilitate just their decision making as far as what they decide to do going forward and some of the things, you know, the direction that they want to take.
It's just interesting to see that with Sony. It's like their PlayStations are doing awesome, you know, although everybody's still kind of hesitant about the whole, like, the VR, you know, PlayStation VR stuff that's supposedly going to come out.
Right.
But what's interesting is, like, their smartphones, nobody cares about their smartphones, you know, so it's like,
Sony has a smartphone?
I think the PlayStation VR is going to be more successful than the Oculus. And the reason is because they have a
marketing machine behind them.
Well, I think it's also going to come down to price point, because Oculus came out and announced that their official price point was $600.
Yeah.
I think the PlayStation VR, even if they say that their VR system is going to be $300, which is the exact same cost as the console itself, I think people are just going to gobble it up.
Because
they already have the hardware. They just have to get the VR system. And so they don't think about it as being a total cost of $600. They just look at it as, I can just use this with my existing PlayStation.
You know what's crazy is Sony made $1.49 billion in U.S. dollars between October and December.
Yep.
Not as much as Google made. Did you see how much Google made just from Android alone? It made $21 billion. Google made $21 billion just from Android.
Yeah.
I believe it.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, Alphabet.
Just from Android alone.
Yep. Alphabet Incorporated.
So Ryan, did you have a chance to watch the Justice League versus Teen Titans trailer?
I liked the animation.
I didn't. I saw the article written about it, but I didn't write the
show notes.
Read it.
But yeah, so we've always mentioned that DC Animation has they are way better than Marvel Animation.
They're killing it.
Their movies are always awesome. I enjoy all of them, and this one just looks really, really good. Basically, the Justice League is taken over by...
They get possessed by demons.
They get possessed by not just a demon, but the demon that is like arch nemesis with a Raven from Teen Titans.
Get possessed by demons. So it's like Demon Superman and Demon Wonder Woman fighting against the Teen Titans.
I just love it.
They're screwed. Teen Titans are screwed.
Unless the
demons are dumb and or don't know how to handle their powers properly.
Well, that's going to have to be the case, or else they'll just be like flick and all of the Teen Titans
the leader,
die, and the then Wonder Woman comes
Teen
up and Titans says, hey.
Is
Superman can do it.
That's what I was saying.
They're going for the older version of Teen Titans, so the main leader is not Dick Grayson, because he is now Nightwing, but you have Damian Wayne, who's going to be the leader.
He's not the leader. He's not the leader.
Well, he pretty much leads them.
Robin is traditionally the leader.
Well, but Robin's not around.
I didn't gather that he was the leader of Teen Titans when I watched the trailer.
But I liked Beast Boy. He's like, yeah, what are you going to do? He's like, do you have
something to
take out Superman? And Damian just gives him this smirk. And then Beast Boy's like, oh, man, I really think he has something to take care of Superman.
Yeah, this is good. Beast Boy, he really only showed up in Teen Titans Go, which is geared towards children.
He was in the original Teen Titans
well.
Yeah. And then he's also in Teen Titans.
Well, the original Teen Titans was kind of
lame.
Yeah.
Teen Titans.
Well, yeah, I don't remember it being good. Maybe it's just been a long time.
It was definitely no Young Justice.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I based everything off of Young Justice now.
Young Justice was so good. I'm like,
so good. Why did they cancel it?
I don't know. It made me mad.
No, it was like their best series.
It was so good.
It was
good. It looks lots of fun.
Well,
so
technically, their best series is Justice League Unlimited, but.
So I haven't watched all of that one, but I've seen several.
It's going off of Netflix too.
Yeah. Just take it off Netflix. So record it quick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? We've talked enough about news. How about let's get into some geeky trivia?
Woohoo!
All right. And Ryan is in charge of geeky trivia tonight.
Yes. Are we streaming video? Are we streaming video?
Yeah, we're streaming.
I just showed a picture of the words that I wrote down.
And there's people actually in the chat room. So
look,
dead.
Speed
dead,
round.
Dead.
Dead.
No,
dead.
I can hello, see it.
Hello, people in the chat room. Please shout out your answers to the questions that Ryan asked.
All right. We'd like to let me. I didn't number them, so let me. No, I'm going to count really quick. There's about 20, 25. All right, let me get.
It goes too long.
Old school pen and paper.
Is there a category for this?
Comics and video games.
Comics and video games. All right.
Okie dokie. I will listen.
All right. Question number one. Name the sound that Wolverine's claws make.
Chink, chink.
No, it's
who
snicked.
Who said snicked? Yeah.
I did, of course.
Yeah, John.
Come on now.
Snicked, not shink. Dang
no,
it.
It's
no,
snicked.
Name the sound of Nightcrawler's teleport.
Bamf.
Poof.
John.
No, bamf. Come on.
You got it.
I didn't say anything.
You're a poof.
You're a poof.
What is Deathstroke's real name?
Slade Wilson.
Wrong.
Oh.
No.
It is Wade Wilson.
Oh.
Just kidding. It's Slade.
I was like, we're all like confused. We're like,
trick
what?
Question.
I was like, what?
Who's Wade Wilson?
His pool.
Deadpool. That's right.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Not his brother. It's a totally different universe.
I
his brother.
His you know, that's probably a joke. You don't know. Fake. They may be distant relatives.
My brother. All right. What year did Bane break Batman's back?
1999.
No.
Wrong.
That's way too early. Way too late. 95.
No.
96. I'm going to say 94.
Well, that's what I said, but
that's what Mike said.
It was 1993 issue 497.
I was
really tired. I
wonder if it came out in the later part of 93, so that's why I was
Well, the comic was the comic was July.
July? Okay. I probably read it in 2014, so
it started with Nightfall though. And Nightfall started in like October. Didn't it? And then it continued to run until he finally I don't know. Anyway, 93. It is.
Who is Billy Batson?
Shazam.
Correct.
Or
Barry.
Mr. or Captain Marvel.
Correct. Oh, gosh. Barry.
No. That was not coming to mind at all.
How old are the Powerpuff Girls?
Oh, hey, hold on.
No,
I can hear. Eight? I can hear now. I didn't hear that.
How old are the Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, they're eight. They're like they're only a couple months old, aren't they?
They're not eight.
No, they're in kindergarten, aren't they?
They're not three.
They don't have an age because they were created.
They do have an age.
They don't
not
have
their chronological age, but their physical age.
Physical age. That's what I'm talking about. It's like
they are seven.
Ten.
Five. They're five.
They're five. I was thinking they're in kindergarten. That would be five.
Duh.
Can you name the Powerpuff Girls?
Bubbles.
Yes.
Buttercup and Blossom.
John. Aww. Wow.
I was about to start, but then you started. I'm like, go for it.
All right. Who are Zartan's siblings?
Oh my gosh.
Zoltan.
No.
Zartan.
Zartan from G.I. Joe.
I'm trying to think.
I know it's a boy girl twin thing.
They start with a Z. Girl.
Yeah, Zola and Zota.
It's Zarana and Xandar.
I was never gonna come up with that.
Yeah, but I could visualize them, but I couldn't think of their names. No way.
What is Zartan's MC? His motorcycle club. Who is the leader of?
Oh gosh.
Oh no way.
It was the Manta Rays or something like that. The Stingrays. The crocodiles, some kind of bayou.
The dreadnoughts.
The dreadnoughts.
Okay, well, I was not. That's not where I was.
Way off.
With that, yeah.
Who?
Samsonite. Some sort of reptile dreadnought thing.
Who is the leader of G.I. Joe?
Duke.
No.
Colonel.
No, not Flint.
What's his name?
I thought Duke was the.
Colonel.
No, Duke is not.
Eagle.
Hawk.
Eagle,
yes,
isn't it?
Hawk.
General Hawk.
Okay. Ugh. Duke is the field officer in charge. All right. Is Serpentor or Cobra Commander the leader of Cobra?
Ooh.
Cobra Commander.
Serpentor is like he's the leader because of genetics. But Cobra Commander was the leader, and didn't he, like, kill Serpentor and then, like, continued to be the leader? I can't remember.
I'll give John point for the lore and Michael, because he spit it out first. Well, Cobra Commander. Hold on. Cuckoo clock.
No.
Cuckoo.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Cobra Commander is the leader. Serpentor is the head. And he did try to gain power above Cobra, and they had the Cobra Civil War miniseries. And that's when Cobra right. Commander killed Serpentor. But they brought it back.
Oh.
And now Serpentor.
Okay.
Well, when IDW took over from Marvel, they brought Serpentor back. And now Serpentor is the leading member of the Cobra Council who elects a Cobra Commander.
Oh, jeez.
Interesting. Politics.
Politics. Yeah. So, even in G.I. Joe.
Yeah. All right. So, in the comics. Okay. Why does Cobra Commander wear a mask?
Because he's a cobra.
Because
he's a snake guy.
Choice.
He's a snake guy. ABC.
He is an alien lizard of the Cobra Law people.
No.
B, to protect his identity, and C, to hide his disfigurement.
C,
he's an alien.
Yeah.
To hide his disfigurement.
In the comics, it is to protect his identity.
Oh.
In the cartoons, he is an alien.
Yeah. I was going to say.
He was
yeah.
disfigured in the cartoons.
Cobra, la, 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 la.
That's Serpentor that did that.
Yeah, but that's from the movie. Yeah.
Well, he was also from Cobra Law, but the cartoons yeah. are dumb. And,
what?
They're fun,
what?
But they're dumb. All right.
Alien, the battle.
World of Warcraft, which race is the shortest?
Gnome.
Are you sure? Who's shorter, gnome or goblin?
Gnome. Goblin.
All right. It is gnome.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't
And Barry gets that one. All right. Which is taller, Warden or Troll?
Troll.
Barry, Troll.
I said Troll.
I didn't hear you. Sorry.
But I was quicker.
Okay. How many classes are there in Heroes of the Storm?
There are four.
He was actually slow on that, too. So, all right, Barry, you win. Name them.
Support, assassin, warrior,
John,
and...
Tank.
John.
Specialist.
You.
John, I was letting you.
Oh.
Do I get 4 points for that?
No.
Yeah?
Because you should have known it.
Because I gave John 3 points for the Powerpuff, so you'll get 3 points for saying those. Who is the main protagonist in Uncharted?
Nathan Drake.
Wait, protagonist. I was thinking antagonist. I'm like, oh, gosh. I don't know.
All right. Now we're going to the speed round.
Yeah.
The speed round is dead or alive.
Now, okay.
You have to say... Dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
And if you're wrong, you don't get to guess again.
Fair enough.
All right. There are 10 characters. Just say dead or alive. Number one, Ares.
Dead.
Alive. Dead.
John, dead.
Oh. Yeah.
Wonder Woman killed him.
Well... They're both dead. Ares of the DC and Ares of the Marvel are both dead. Sentry killed Marvels and Wonder Woman killed DCs. All right.
Yep.
Wolverine.
Alive.
Dead.
He is dead.
But old man Logan comes back.
No. In the current continuity, he's currently dead.
But he might be coming back, though.
He'll come back, of course.
They already announced the count. He's alive. They're all alive.
All right.
They all come back.
But right now, he's currently dead.
Ant-Man.
Dead.
Alive.
Alive?
Scott Lang is dead.
Oh, Scott Lang.
The current Ant-Man is dead. I actually knew one. Oh, my gosh.
Captain America.
Dead.
Alive.
Oh, well.
Barry said alive.
That's true, Captain.
He's just old man,
he's
Captain
old.
America.
Yep.
But
although they're already saying that he's going to get his powers back.
Yeah,
from,
he did. He already did.
They already announced. They already did it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's coming back.
And
so there's going to be two Captain America series.
Yeah,
yes,
and he's
with the Falcon and him.
Steve Rogers is hellbent after the Illuminati.
Yes.
Yes.
So no, it's going to be Captain America. It's not Falcon. He's Captain America now.
How
Whatever.
About Black Bolt?
Ooh, dead.
The Inhumans.
Dead.
He is dead, John. Black Panther.
Alive.
Alive.
Very alive.
Come on, Michael.
Jump in. I'm going to listen. I don't know.
Blue Beetle. Ted Kord.
Alive.
Ted Kord.
Ted Kord.
Oh, Ted Kord
I'm
dead.
Sure. Is he dead? What?
Don't get a point because you said alive.
I didn't wait for him to say the name.
You're right.
Because the current one, he's like a, what's his name? It's like a Latino guy.
Yeah. What is his name? Ramirez?
Like,
I don't know. He's
Johnny?
The one that's hanging out with the gold, what's his name?
Goldfinger.
Wait, no.
Blue Beetle and...
Why can't
Gold.
His name?
Yeah. I can't think
he's
of
like
the guy from
he's
the future.
Like, yeah, he's like
oh,
the
Booster
he's
Gold.
Like the booster Gold.
Namor.
Alive.
Alive?
You
he's
guys
a member of the Illuminati.
But
it's
people thought he was dead because Black. Hello? Hello?
What?
Can you hear us?
John?
John.
I don't have...
His batteries must have died in his headset.
Sorry. I have mute because my dog...
Can you hear us now?
I can't.
I was going to say, Black Panther stabbed Namor and it was thought that he was dead, but he wasn't actually dead. All right.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Zartan.
Dead.
Zartan's actually alive. He faked
Woo!
His death.
Ow.
And Thor.
Alive.
Alive.
Thor is dead.
No, he is not. He is alive.
Oh, the current Thor, which is a woman because she had cancer and she died of cancer.
She already
died? It's actually Odin's son, Thor, is dead.
Oh, Odin's son?
No, he's
dead?
Not.
Oh?
He's
Why?
Not dead.
Why is he not dead?
Because he's just not dead. He's like opposite of dead, which is...
Doesn't he have his own comic series right now?
When did he die?
Well, recently. He lost his ability to pick up Mjolnir, right?
Yeah.
And so he's fighting the opposite Thor.
Right.
And if you're bad and evil, you can pick up the opposite Thor's hammer. So if you are unworthy, you can pick up... And so they were fighting. He was fighting Thor. It's Thor with an extra R. Thor. They're really original. And they were fighting, and so they were both picking up the hammer because they were both unworthy. And they're getting to the end of the fight, and they're being all heroic and stuff like that. And it's like a total epic fight. And Thor, Odin's son, is like basically doing all he can to protect humanity from this guy. And he goes to pick up the unholy hammer, and he can't. And then he laughs.
Because he's protecting
And then he laughs
Midgard.
And just sits back there and takes the final death blow. Because it shows that he was no longer unworthy, which means he is now worthy to pick up Mjolnir. But he got fried.
So that happened but didn't that happen in the Secret Wars Thor series? Thor's series?
Yeah.
Is that where it all happened?
Yeah.
But didn't at the end of the Secret Wars, don't they? Well, I guess it's still kind of ongoing, right?
Yeah, they haven't brought him back yet. They will.
Okay.
I mean, Thor.
Okay. All right.
They bring back everybody.
Okay.
And that's it for Geeky Woo! Trivia.
Woo!
Did I score more than 3 points?
No.
You scored 3 points.
Yay!
All right.
So not my category.
Let me calculate this. Ooh. Barry wins.
Damn!
Woo! By how many?
One.
Ah! Because I couldn't hear.
Those Heroes of the Storms questions.
Yeah,
that
was
for
it.
Me.
That was it, basically.
Oh, man.
It was a giveaway. I was like, well, Barry doesn't really know comics. I'll give that one to him. I should have put in something dude. 80s movie for you, dude.
No.
You would have been like, score.
Comics you'd be I don't know.
But I was
comics as well as you guys.
I was able to answer some of those comic questions.
You did. You got 11, and John got.
Know who the characters are. I didn't know if they were dead or alive, or like all of them but one. I was like, ooh, I know that one.
So, one of our chat room members, Aaron, in the chat room, he got two right.
Good job, Aaron.
Hey, he got more than me. That's okay.
All right, that's what you get from Ryan. Comic books.
Sweet. Yeah. I think we should all start doing our own mixed trivia with like stuff from each of our specialties. That way, it's fair for everybody.
Kind of video game thrown in there for me.
Yeah,
Did you like the speed round, Alive or Dead?
I did.
It wasn't really a speed round. I was trying to give some backstory on it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find out all our information on our website, theclosetgeek.net. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and Stitcher. And please join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.